Every day we are going to increase the time, especially in Anapanasati. Now you have learned three basic meditations, right? To reduce anger, the metta meditation, to reduce attachment, contemplating on your body. Keep your focus, the breathing meditation, Anapanasati. So these three comes under which type? Samatha. Right? Because it is just to gain control back. Normally we can't control our mind. So we use these techniques to gain control back. Of course, there's another meditation, walk-in meditation. This place, it's difficult to practice. But probably next time or so, we'll go to the exam hall where we have more space. And there we can try walk-in meditation as well. Right? All those come under Samatha meditation. Why Samatha? It's just gain control back. No wisdom, in other words. Okay? So why we practice Samatha? To develop our wisdom. Wisdom. That is insight meditation. Insight meditation. Vidarshana bhavana, vipassana bhavana. Insight meditation. Okay? Develop your insight. Okay? To see our mind and how it works and so on. So, to develop this insight, I have mentioned, you have to observe what is mind and how it is working. So mind can get to know various things, right? How do we get to know? How do we create thoughts? Using our senses. When we see something, we get a knowledge. When we hear something, we get knowledge about outside environment, right? So how many senses we have? 6, including mind. 5 physical senses: eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body. Then the mind. So last time we went further into the eye organ, how it works, right? When you see a tree or something, for example, what are the three essential things to this act of seeing? Dakima sandha manada avashya. Eye, the object, and consciousness, the vijnana, right? Not only these two, but consciousness. Consciousness. Mind or vijnana, whatever term you can use, right? So you must have these three get together to perform the act of seeing. Similarly, to hear a sound, you need three things: your ear, sound, and the consciousness. Right? So I hope that is clear. For any sensor, these three things must be there, right? To get a knowledge or create a thought. Right? So this is known as contact. context of three things. Pali term is passat. Context of three things. Passat. So, because of this, then we can think about whatever we have seen. Now, what is the what can I perform? You know, there's a lens here, no? From that lens, there will be upside down image, right? In our eye retina. So our consciousness can see only this image, not the outside object. It is like you are watching a movie. So if we project something here, right? We can see only that projection, not the real things. For example, movie or something, we might see a waterfall, the L. Right? So, it is only a picture or the projection. It is not, for example, if you touch it, you can't touch the water, right? You can't feel it. So, it is only an image, right? So, using our eye, whatever we see is just an image. Right? Similarly, if you consider your ear sensor, so different sounds might come to your ear, and in our ear drum, right? So it's a kind of another image created by the sound. Here the image is created by light signals, colors. But eardrum, it's a kind of image created by sound signals. Okay? So if you do image processing and so on, you can create a picture according to the sound frequencies you get. Right? When you set up and displays, you can see the different pictures varying according to the sound levels, right? So similarly, you can convert it to a visible image. So here, visible in the sense your consciousness or the vijnana can see that. Okay, it's visible to our mind. So this organ is a kind of interface, right? It is converting, for example, color information to a visible information for our mind, right? You know, your programs inside your computer, computer cannot understand your high level languages, right? So it has to convert into machine level instructions. Then only it can perform various actions in the processor, right? Similarly, our mind cannot identify whatever outside. Our consciousness use these organs to convert that to a readable information. So these five senses are like that. For example, your nose. The smell information, it generates another image readable or observable by our mind, the consciousness. Okay. So what is important here? Our mind or consciousness cannot directly observe the outside object. Why? Because mind use this eye to convert whatever information to a readable version, right? That's a kind of image. So what's the quality of image? Kannadiyaka image ekak hari wathure wetena chaya, right? What are the qualities? Can you touch it? No. Right? Kannadiya pratibimbe allanna bæne ne. So whatever you see, you won't be able to touch. Because it's only an image. Okay? You can't use other senses to feel it. Sahen dakinawa kiyanne wathure chayawath dakinawa wage weda. You can't touch that. But so far we used to believe whatever we see we can touch. Right? So I can touch this. But what is exactly happening? My eye create an image of this. So my consciousness, vijnana, can see that. Not the solid one, but only the image created by the eye. Similarly, you can't hear outside sounds, but whatever image generated using your ear, only you can hear. That's why we have a range, 20 to 20,000, right, hertz. Beyond that range, this ear cannot create the image. It is not sensitive, right? So we can hear only the sound within this 20 to 20,000 range. How about the other sounds? Can you say they are not existing? No, but we cannot feel. Right? We are not sensitive. Our ear organ is not sensitive. Not sensitive means this range, 20 to 20K, right? Hertz. So whatever sounds within this frequency range, our ear can generate an image. But how about sounds in this range or that range? Ear cannot generate image, right? Which can feel for our mind. So if you consider your eye, there's a visual range. Only those color range only is visible to us, not the, for example, radio waves, the infrared, ultraviolet range, we can't see, right? So our organs are limited to a certain range. Even you believe you know everything outside, we are limited to a certain range which our organs are sensitive, right? Unless you use different instruments. For example, if you use telescope, you can increase the range, right? Or the microscope, right? You can see something you cannot see with your naked eye. But again, isn't it limited to a certain range? You might increase the range, but still it is limited. So the world we need using our senses is a limited world. It is not the complete world we know. Okay? So that is one thing. The world we know, which is existing outside, is limited to the range of our senses. Of course, you might increase it a little bit using various instruments, but again it's limited. Right? So we have 5 physical senses. The information we are getting only limited to the capability of those senses. So that means there can be information we cannot sense, right? We are not sensitive, right? For example, you might heard different no matter what you call holmanak hitiyot, we can't see, or the devata, devi kenek hitiyot, we can't see, because our eyes are not sensitive for that train, right? Unless you develop your mind. Okay, so whatever the world we observe is limited to our senses. Even we believe we know the whole world, now you can see it is the part of world we knew, because it is limited to the sensitivity or capability of our senses, right? So that is one thing you have to think about. So we see a limited world. Limit by our senses, capability of senses. Imagine a color blind person compared to us, it's a limited range that person can see. No? Certain animals can see only black and white colors, not other colors. So you can see how limited the information they are getting. Similarly, if anyone else, any other species got a higher range than us, they may tell us we are seeing a limited world, yeah? Because they can see more things, yeah? So you might notice we are seeing a relative portion of the world using senses. Okay, so that is one point. Second one is, whatever range we see using our organs, are we seeing the truth? For example, now using our eyes, we used to believe we are seeing whatever exists in outside. But what we really see is the images generated by those organs. So it is like watching a movie. As I mentioned last time, right? So you got a free ticket to watch movies, right? When you born, right? So we are watching a movie without knowing that we are watching a movie. You don't know you are in a dream, right? So similarly, since we have never gone out from this cinema hall of our eye, we don't know that we are still watching a movie. Okay. So if you want to see the reality, what do you have to do? Go out from this cinema hall, right? So how can you do that? That is your wisdom. Develop your wisdom. To develop your wisdom, first we have to identify what are the capabilities of these organs and what we see. Is it really outside objects as we used to believe? Now we used to believe through our eyes we can see the outside world, but really we are watching a movie generated by this eye organ. Similarly, here also another cinema hall. Using sounds, there are pictures appearing or images appearing and our mind observing those, right? So while watching a movie, normally we used to edit and store what is going on outside, right? Film එකක් බලනවා කියන්නේ කතාවක් හදනවනේ, එළිය වෙන. Then only you can enjoy. Right? If someone tells you, no, this is only color information changing, can you enjoy the movie? No. So we have to believe This is not a movie, but outside things we are seeing, then only we can enjoy. But if you want to see the reality, you have to use your wisdom to see what is really happening. Are we really experiencing what is existing? Or is it the creation of our mind using this information? Remember, if you are asked to construct a robot, right? Last time I mentioned you can fix two webcams. So using webcams, can it experience outside objects or the information it is collecting from the cam? For example, if it sees a fire, right? So it is getting only color information. Can it feel the heat? No. Ehen apata ganna puluwan color information ekak vitarai, just an image. Aetha gini godak peenakota we can't feel the heat. But who is telling us it is very hot over there? Metenta giyoth pichchenawa kiyala kiyanne kawuda? Ehata kiyanna puluwan. Eye is collecting only color image. So it's like watching a movie. Movie screen, there's a fire. Right? So who is telling us the story? You have to identify. That is our mind. Thought creation, thought generation. So this processing part, our mind, these are the input signals, the images generated by different sensor organs, and they are inputs. Processing part is in the mind itself. So what are the other ingredients you get from mind? When you see an image, is that information enough to recognize, or do you use some more? අපි හිතමු ගිනි ගොඩක ගින්දරක පිච්චර් එකක් කරන් දෙනවා එහෙනම්. Right? To recognize it as ginder, fire. What else you need? එතන රස්නේ කියලා දැනගන්නේ කොහොමද? You use your past experience, right? මේ මොහොතේ ගන්න ටික විතරක් නෙමෙයි. කලින් අත්දැකීම් ටිකත් ඔතෙන්ට දානවා නේද? Right? කලින් ගින්දරක් අත්දැකලා නැත්නම් එතන රස්නේ කියලා කියන්න පුළුවන් වෙයිද? No. So it is not really what we are getting now. We are processing that with our past experience. Right? So think about it. This is the second point I wanted you to think about. First point is our senses are limited range. Second point is even within this range, what we are sensitive. Are we seeing the real object, so is it something created by these organs, and we use our mind, this as input information, and also our past experience. එළිය ගහක් තියෙනවා කියන්න what we capture by our eyes only an image, right? ඒ ගහේ qualities ටික ගන්න මේක අඹ ගහක් වනවා හරි කියන්න you need your past experience, right? So not only contact but here past experience, right? Then generate a new thought. To tell us about that. So information captured at this present moment plus our past experience. We generate new thought. right? Then we believe this is what existing. But if you observe carefully, we are depending on many factors. One thing is this image. So it is the capability of the eye organ. And it is capturing limited information, and that also we are not very sure whether it is true or not. Because same picture, same image can be generated by a picture or mirror image. Right? It could be recorded sound or fake sound, still can generate the same image. Right? So how reliable the information we capture by our organs? Right? How reliable? Kochchara viswasa karanna puluwanda? This information captured by the senses. Right? So these are our inputs. So when you process data, you have to see how reliable they are, right? Inputs. If you put wrong information, you come up with wrong decisions. So one thing you have to observe, how reliable the information we capture through our senses, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. Second one, that is one input. Second, what is second input? Our past experience, right? We combine them together to create a new thought. So second one is how reliable our past experience. Okay, because we combine both those to get a new knowledge. Kalin danna tika veradila thibunath eth we would be in a wrong conclusion. Right? And the information we are capturing now, present moment, if that is wrong also, we are coming into a wrong conclusion about the world. About the world which we believe as exists. Okay? So these are the points you to think about. Okay? So let me know your idea about this. Okay, we can stop there. So remember to include this into your coursework, your meditation experience, and also